Wow. So it is like 6:30 in the morning, and this is Gage. All right. So, you know, I'm not really sure what to talk about. I haven't slept yet. You know, I'm just like, you know, I was watching this Netflix show called Shooter. With Ryan Felipe and that one chick. She's no, I'm gonna spoil that for you. But she's really fine, like the actor. I think her last name was like it started with a V or something, but the show is really good. I finished the new season that they just came out with, season 4, and I'm so shook over it, and I finished it at like at like 4 o'clock. But yeah, I'm not gonna say anything about it because the people that might want to watch it, and if you do want to watch it, it's about an ex-marine sniper, and he gets into a lot of shit, but he's really good with a sniper and guns and stuff. So if you like action, then that show is perfect for you. That's all I can say. But yeah. So, I don't even know what to talk about, because, like I said, it's 6:30 in the morning. As I sit here on my bed, in a t-shirt and underwear, I don't know what to talk about, really. You know, I should probably start thinking of more stuff to say. You know, it's my first one. I just downloaded the app not even a minute ago. I was just thinking to myself, I was like, I want to do a podcast. I just want to talk. And so here I am, 2 minutes, 15 seconds in. And I haven't gotten anything completed. So, yeah. I went to the beach for the first time. I think it was maybe a month ago. I went with my best friend, and it was pretty awesome. I touched the ocean. Like, as soon as we got there, we had this, I think it was called Seacrest. That was our little condo in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And we were on the 7th floor. We had a very nice view. I loved it. But God, the waters, it's... Like, I'm always used to swimming in, like, just local lakes, so the ocean was pretty neat. I found a whole bunch of shells, but, you know, I've found shells before, so I was, like, you know, it wasn't, like, my first time seeing shells, but it was my first time getting actual shells. And we had a really, really cool restaurant. So I ate, alligator for the first time. I also, I went parasailing. And, Jesus, it's breathtaking. That's all I can say. Like, you just sit in the air for a good 5 minutes, and then it just starts bringing you down. And once you think it's about to end, it just brings you higher than you've ever been. And it's really neat. If you've never been to the beach, I recommend it. Wear sunscreen. I got sunburned very badly. I'm looking at this, add flag button, and I don't know what it does. It's probably like, you know, like a break, I guess. I'm gonna click it and see what happens. Okay, it just said flag added. I guess that's where I just like add random shit, like sounds. That's neat. Alright, I'm learning this app very slowly. But yeah, I went to the beach, you know, I had a lot of fun. Me and my best friend, we were chilling at the pool we had, and, you know, so the ocean breathes, the ocean breeze is gonna, like, you know, push everything to a certain location where the breeze is coming from, which is coming from the ocean, so it's gonna push it to the opposite side. And we were chilling there, and, you know, it's Alabama, who doesn't smoke weed? And we were just chilling, sitting down. We got out of the pool, we were drying off. We found maybe like a 3-inch backwood roach, and it was awesome. And we had a door stopper, one of those little, I don't know what it would be made out of, maybe like brass or whatever, but one of the little door stoppers that are on the bottom, and you can, like, you know, you flick it and it, you know, yeah. we had one of those, and we packed some of the roast down in it when we got it to the stinger and whatnot. And then we left it at the top of the stairwell because his mom didn't know that we, you know, smoked and whatnot, so she couldn't know. And we kept it at the very top of the stairwell instead of, like, going to the elevator that had a stairwell. And there was, I think, 9 stories. We went on the 9th floor, and at the top, there was, like, just this door. I think that led to, like, the top. But there was these little barcode stickers, and I didn't know what they were for. But we set everything back up there, our lighter, you know, the pipe thing. And we went down, we went to go eat. We went to go get ice cream right after. We got back maybe a little at dark, and we went up there to go, you know, smoke the rest of it. And this dude, he's just sitting up there. He's like, "What's up, guys?" And he had a man bun with a hat on, and he had glasses on. And I was like maybe 3 feet taller than him. He just looked like some random, you know, adult that's just there trying to be like, "Hey, don't do this." And we were sitting there, and he was like, "You know, I could get y'all arrested for this, having, you know, illegal drugs." Because he had found the pipe, because he has to go all the way up there to sign, to scan the little barcodes, let him know that he surveyed everything. And he found that stuff, and we got up there, he talked to us, he made us throw it down the trash chute. And then he told us that he wouldn't, tell our parents. But then the next day, some dude above us was throwing stuff off of the balcony, like, into the pool. Like, he was throwing random ass shit. Like, he threw an egg and a fork. And he dumped some marinara off of it, and it landed on our deck as well. And then, so they called for that, and, you know, since we were the ones that, you know, got caught, they thought it was us. And so they told his mom about everything. She got mad. The next day we left, we came back, and it was nice. Yeah, the beach is really neat. You should definitely go at night. It's so cool going crab hunting and just seeing the fish flop out of the water. It's pretty neat, I have to say. Because I've always been to, like, I don't know if you know where Arcabella is, but that's where I would always go to swim with my mom and whatnot. She would be like, "You want to go to the beach?" So that was technically our little beach. It was a lake with every five step, you step on a broken bottle. And at the beach, I didn't have that. I sunk into the sand, and it was so nice. Sand was so good. And, you know, I've never felt real sand before. The sand that you have, like, at a lake, you know, it's just, you know, it's not sand. It's just clay. But, yeah, it was pretty neat. Come on, Gage, think of something. Fuck, you know, summer is ending very fast, and it's going by so fast and yet so slow. Like, man, like, I went to Kentucky. I came back from Kentucky maybe like 5 days ago. I had to go and pick up my truck my pawpaw was giving me. It's a 1988 Chevy Silverado. That thing is a tank. It's awesome. It's got a V8 in it, and all it needs is some spider gears in the rear end, and then I'll be able to fire it up. I'm excited for that. My first car. I've always wanted a truck, maybe ever since I was 12. It's nice. She sounds beautiful, man. I started her up for the first time. She let out massive purrs. I don't know where, you know, whoever's listening, if anyone listens, where you're from. You know, you might be from the city. You know, you might be on a subway station right now listening to this really boring podcast, which I'm very sorry about. Or you could be in the country on, what do people ride in the country? You can't hear it on a four-wheeler, but I'm out here in the country, so... I guess you could call it a country. I live right off of a highway, so yeah, I just live where there's a lot of wood and stuff, so I guess you can call it the country. I have my four-wheeler and whatnot, and we got a lot of open space back here. And my dad, he had a sprayer for poison, and he went to go spray, because we live right next to a highway, and our driveway, if you're at the mailbox by the road, you go straight down, and then you gotta, you know, incline about 70 degrees up. And then that's our driveway. It's really long. It's about the size of a football field just going there. And he was spraying the hill because since it's, you know, so high, there's got to be a hill right there. So we have a little hill in the front. And he went to go drive sideways on it. And I told him that that's not a good idea. But he's my dad. And he was like, well, no, I know what's right. And I tried telling him about gravity. But he didn't listen. So he did it. And he flipped 3 times on it exactly. And my four-wheeler is A-okay. My dad is A-okay. It was just really, really fucking funny. That's about all that came out of that. But yeah, the only thing that I messed up really was just the headlights, and the headlights didn't even work on it anyway. Yeah. Definitely next time when I do a podcast, I would definitely write some stuff down to talk about, because I'm so sorry. It's been a good 10 minutes with you. 11 minutes, I mean, my bad. I'm Gage, and this was my podcast, and I'll see you whenever the hell I post the next one.